Do you want to be the next record price when you sell your HDB? Then this video is definitely for you. Another record price. 5-room HDB flat, 1.73 million.
Wow.
4-room HDB flat, 1.53 million. 45 years lease left. If you use some high math, if you buy a BTO full lease, the value, you just times 2, it worth
3 million man.
Hello, all the Huakuis. Today's video very special. It's not for the old... it's not for the Lao Jiao Hua Kui. It's for young cutie pie Hua Kui who is buying their first BTO. I have done some BTO videos before and I haven't done it like for a few years. So this time, June BTO exercise coming up. Which location should you choose? Previously, we have brand new BTO or you have brand new EC and both of them is 5 years MOP. But right now, things have changed so much. Even for your HDB BTO, you have three categories. One is standard, plus then prime.
My name is Optimus Prime.
And for EC, government just changed to 10 years MOP for brand new ECs. At this point of recording, you are very lucky because there are 5 ECs that you still can choose, and these 5 are the ones with the old measures, which is 5 years MOP time.
Don't talk so much
To make money very simple, you need flexibility. Yes, the word is
flexibility.
Many of the youngsters, you may not know what will happen to you after your MOP, or even within the MOP, you will do better in terms of your career. Your salary will get higher and higher. Many good things will happen to you. Therefore, buying your first government subsidized property, best of all, is those 5 years MOP time. For those people who watch this only in 2027, then unfortunately, you only have HDB standard BTO, not the plus, not the prime. And for those people, not enough down payment for EC, don't worry, this video is for you. Let's talk about what are the new launch for HDB and where are they. June BTO. Okay, we have this. You can go to this website, homes.hdb.gov.sg. Then you scroll down all the way, you can see upcoming BTO. Next sales exercise, June 2026, submit all requirement documents by 15 May. And quickly a glance, upcoming Amokyo, Bishan.
Wow, sounds great already.
Then Bukit Merah, Sembawang, and lastly we have Woodlands. The very important thing that I'm trying to find is it standard, plus, or prime? Because standard are the ones that is 5 years MOP. The plus and prime are the 10 years MOP type. I didn't know BTO so interesting now. They never indicate now. I think they will only notify you in June. The tie down period is the construction period plus the MOP period. So if the construction 3 years, you plus normal 5, it will be 8 years of your life. And these 8 years you will be tied down with that only property, which you cannot do anything with it. You cannot sell, you cannot upgrade, you cannot downgrade. You must die keep for 8 years. And if the BTO is categorized into plus or prime, it will be a 10 years MOP. Construction 3 years, 10 years MOP is 13 years of your life. So 13 years start, you cannot upgrade, cannot downgrade, cannot own your second property, cannot do anything. And as I say before, many of you who started young, a lot of great things will happen to you. I have a lot of experience because I have many one-to-one members. They started young, they buy a BTO, and they made money. After MOP, those days, 5 years MOP, that means 8 years of their life. Some make 2.2 times, some make 2.5 times. I heard those Pongo, the North Shore one, faces the sea one, is 3 times. That one is struck lottery 3 times. I heard they only bought less than 300,000, maybe 280,000 to 300,000 mark, and they can sell 900 to a million 3 times. Okay, these are the exceptional, wonderful, struck lottery 3 times kind of cases. Normally, anywhere you buy, you should make at least double, or the better one is 2.2 to 2.5 times of your purchase price. Yes, anyway, even with your Sembawang, Woodland, of course, cutie pie Hua Kuis. It's 8 years, of course you make this kind of money, it's fair to you. You exchange your youth to make this kind of money. Let's quickly jump into the location. So the first one, Amokyo, 3 and 4 room flats. Oh, it's here, it's beside Panorama. This Panorama, this is St. Nicholas. And it's near to MRT. Just cut through the blocks, you see, 270. Meters only to Mayflower MRT. This empty plot of land, we do not know what is it. That's why many Panorama owners ask me,
Eric, if I buy the stacks faces this empty plot, what will it be next time?
It's either BTO or condo Now you know it's BTO. So be observant. Why do they ask such question? The common concern they have is the noise. If they build 3 years,
bing, 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 bing.
3 years ma. But the experienced buyers, they want to know when you will MOP so that you will upgrade and buy a unit in Panorama. Since you do not know whether it's Standard Plus or Prime, at the end of the video, I will guess and let's see whether I'm correct. And to make things even more interesting, I'll do a part 2 when they have the price out. So let's say yours is a 5 years MOP type. 8 years, then you can upgrade to Panorama. Panorama is 9 years old now, plus 8 lah. Panorama is 17 years old already. If this is Plus or Prime, 10 years MOP plus 3 years of construction is 13 years later. Panorama is 9 years old, 13 plus 9, 22 years already. I'm 80 years old already. For those people who have higher income, you may not be able to get BTO or the EC due to income cap. That means you are fated to buy private property. So I'll be touching what you should do for your first property. Should you buy resale condos or new launch condo? And the good thing about private property, the holding period is just 4 years, and you can see my people has made good money in just 1 year. That's why it's very important to buy the right one and start young. So if you want to know more, I'll put the link somewhere here and in the comment section below. Okay, next one, we have 2 room flexi and 4 room for this exercise. This is just beside Amo Resi new BTOs. This is Amo, and for those people who keep asking me what is the plot in front, now you know, very near to MRT. I just cut all the way 470 meters. If you ask professional which one is better, just now that one beside Panorama or this one beside Amo? Well, if you know, then you'll be as smart as your Huawei leader. Talking about schools, because it's important for resale value, the one beside Panorama, you only got St. Nick's, and I don't think you have 1 kilometer to Ai Tong. This one, you have both St. Nick's and Ai Tong. Really lah. See, just anyhow, you see, Ai Tong is this one, you see, 700 meters only. The one here, you see, 1+ kilometer already. And learn something here. This line separates City Fringe and OCR. You are literally at the edge of City Fringe, but you are still OCR lah, because you are at this side. So fun, let's go for next one. Bishan. Bishan got 2 and 4 room. Oh, this giant place near to your Marymount MRT. I walk to MRT super near, about 200 meters lor. It depends where you stay lah. If you stay at the corner, like here, to MRT is still less than 500 meters. And by here got Cat High Primary. I am primary school guru, because I do this every day. Because I have 1-to-1 members who need my advice to spot what condo can they buy for certain school that they want. So you tell me, oh, you want this school, you want that school, I will tell you what are the best performing condos that you can choose from. That's why I'm very familiar. But if you do not want your kids to study, you can choose No Man Land, Hudson Place, and Bloomsbury. And this area is City Fringe. I think Smelly Chow Chow is Plus or Prime already. That means your MOP is about 13 to 14 years later, where I will be around 70 years old already. Okay, next one, we have Bukit Merah. And we have 2, 3, 4 room. Wow, this one sure power lah. It stick to your Telok Blangah MRT station . This plot over here will be the first new launch in this area. Government going to sell the land, I guess, this year. That means you're going to launch the condo next year. Let's go to faraway land. Okay, so let's see where are the 2 Sembawang sites. Sembawang. Wow, this one got a lot of choice. 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, where is this place? Okay, the second plot of Sembawang. Let's see where is it. This one also got 2, 3, 4, 5, 3 gen. Oh, it's just above that plot. This is the one. And just now, I showed you this. Wow, here super far. Here a lot of industrial already. And you can take speedboat to work from here. If you walk here, go down, cut all the way. It's about 1.2+ kilometers. Walking 20,000 steps every day is not a problem. I remember there's an EC, but the EC is located. Next one will be here. This is one of the 5 ECs that won't kena the 10 years one. So if you are Sembawang fans, Sembawang fans, it's either you choose a BTO or this Sembawang EC that is the normal 5 years MOP type. Lastly, Woodlands. We have 2, 3, 4, 5 room. Okay, we have this. To your MRT, your cut Marsiling will be about 1 kilometer. And to your Woodlands is 1.2 kilometer. Your Woodlands is about 1 kilometer. If you are Woodlands fans, the good news to you is there's 2 ECs here that is the normal 5 years MOP type, which is just opposite here will be this and this. It's very near MRT, just cut 200 meter, and this EC cut through is about 200 over meter also. These are some of the choices that you can get for the 5 years MOP type. And let's summarize, I guess your Ang Mo Kio, Bishan, Bukit Merah should be the 10 years MOP one. That means the only 5 years MOP will be your Sembawang and Woodlands. I hope there's 5 years ones for the Ang Mo Kio ones. I will update in my next video. Keep yourself updated by subscribing to my channel, and I'll see you in my next video.
Yo, what is that?